Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Alampi is here. Jim is the founder of Alampi & Associates, creator of the Execution Maximizer, which we've talked about here on the show before. He's been an executive and a director of a number of different companies over the years. That tells you he's a serious marketplace professional. He's the author of Great to Excellence. He's our good friend, Jim Alampi. Welcome back.
Morning, Jim. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Jim, in 1969, I took a speech class and in college. I was working my way through college. And I was supposed to get me to prepare a speech. And I chose to do the research and give the speech on the recession that was going on at that time, at that very moment. Unbeknownst to me, just being a kid, not really understanding recessions, I gave that speech about a month and a half before I got laid off from my second job because of the recession, And of course, my point is that I've been impacted by and studying recessions ever since. What do you think?
Well, the one thing we both know is there will be another one, and at least another one in our lifespan. Anybody that's been in business for any length of time at all is going to face recessions. They're a natural part of the economy. The question is, if for those young managers who have never managed through a recession, where do they get their training and experience so that they know how to manage in a down cycle?
Like I was, though, all those years ago. A couple of things I want to point out is that, as you say, you and I are, and by the way, I just polled my audience, and I've never seen small business owners so optimistic as they are right now. The level of optimism in our survey, in the NFIB survey, and others is unprecedented. So we're in a good time right now, but we do it is important to understand it's not inappropriate to point out that Newton's law of gravity is alive and well in the marketplace, isn't it?
That's totally true, and the problem is that, you know, it may have been these cycles of good times seem to be getting longer. You know, with 10-year boom cycles are pretty nice things to have. The hardest thing that the finance folks have is where to park all the money that's
right.
being generated, all the cash that's being generated. And as you said before in your opening, you know, there are people that did get through the last really bad recession, but the question then is, did they learn the lessons and not go back to fat, dumb, and happy?
The fundamentals. That's the thing that I see when you see it first in salespeople, Jim. Salespeople get lazy when things are good. They don't practice the fundamentals. They don't give demonstrations. They don't give proposals. They don't, you know, prospect like they should. They don't keep their fundamentals up. And then when things start softening, they've lost those skills. And we can't do that as CEOs either, can we?
No, and that's really where CEOs and owners have to be very, very conscious and actually play the opposite side of the cycle, that when times are good, that's the time you better start thinking about what would we do when times get bad, and doing scenario planning, thinking about what's the worst-case headline we could read in the newspaper tomorrow. Now, not to get into gloom and doom, but let's think, while things are still good, let's think about what could happen to us, and what would we do if it did happen?
Well, that's exactly right. And one of the ways to do that, what I've used over the years, is to have two projections, spreadsheets. have the one that you're on right now, the reality that's in front of you, and imagine if this extended all, you know, for next year, for this year and the rest of next year, or rest of this year and all next year. And then another one, what if sales were off 20%? What would you do? What would be the steps you would take? And you have those parallel universes operating in your computer at the same time. You look at both of them and you start watching for indicators. What do you think?
Our best clients regularly do scenario planning. They go off site for maybe two or three times a year and just spend a day talking about what's the worst case thing that could happen. What would we do if it did happen? And more importantly, maybe we got to go do it first. The time to do planning for recession type or downturn type economies is not when you're under the gun trying to survive from a cash flow standpoint, but when you have good results and you're having the luxury of doing some planning.
And folks, we're not talking about talking ourselves into a recession, because Jim, you know that can happen, right? I mean, you and I both have been around long enough to know that market-based participants can talk themselves into a recession. We're not talking about that. We're talking about just being prepared, being smart CEOs, and not being caught off guard. That's what we're talking about. And focusing and never getting very far away from the fundamentals. What do you think?
Blocking and tackling is where it's at.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So what's one thing that you would give us, you would recommend that we focus on today, even when times are great? What should we focus on to make sure that we focus on a fundamental?
I think it's that idea of scenario planning. We find not enough companies really are willing to take the time to do that kind of thinking.
They're not even projecting their current cash flow situation, let alone an alternative one.
Exactly right. So, I mean, just the fact of getting them off site to spend some time thinking about the future. You know, one of the definitions of strategic is thinking about the impact of decisions I make today on the future. Mm-hmm. So, you know, every time we decide something, what's going to be the impact down the road? And is it a plus or is it a minus, mm-hmm. given where we think the economy is going?
And probably the most important thing to do scenario planning for is taking on more debt. Now, I'm not one of these people who says you shouldn't borrow money, because I think leverage is a great tool, especially for small business owners. It's one of the ways we grow. But you do have to. Scenario planning is very appropriate when you're considering taking on debt. We're going to be right back with Jim Alampi after the break. His book is called Great to Excellent. His program is called The Execution Maximizer.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.